iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today I'm joined by Manisha Shah. Now, she is an intriguing and very intellectual person in many ways. Now, let me tell you why. Because Manisha Shah is a London-based international makeup artist and multipreneur. And she's also an Instagram expert and growth strategist. Now, over the past 6 years, Manisha has used Instagram and achieved lots of great things from it. From what we're going to learn from her today is this, that Manisha has a collective 50,000 followers on Instagram alone, without paying for ads or purchasing followers. She also has quality clients that consistently pay her rates without hesitation. And she also has not one, but two profitable online stores that use Instagram as the main traffic source. As an audience, she's monetized in multiple ways and also building her personal brand, business-to-business coaching, with 100% of her clients coming from social media. Now, Manisha loves Instagram and also talking about it, and this is why we've invited her along to talk with us today to share her excitement about what she knows about the business, and also we may learn a thing or two from it as well. Manisha, on that note, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Manisha, tell us a little bit about your background and where did you emerge from? Why did you start this particular business, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, as you mentioned, I am a London-based makeup artist, and actually I started makeup probably about 6 years ago. At that point in time, Instagram was on the rise. It was starting to become the new thing that people were using to advertise on. And I quickly noticed this about it. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to put most of my energy into this platform and just see how it goes and see what happens. And, you know, it actually was a huge tool for me in my business to grow. And, you know, I would say that that was one of the main ways that I grew my business. I also you mentioned I have an online store, so product-based store, which I, again, use Instagram a lot for. So yeah, I just think that it's such a powerful tool. It's something that everyone has access to. It's free, which is amazing. So that's why I sort of now I've started to move into teaching people about Instagram and how I've grown and all of the lessons that I've learned over the years, the mistakes that I've made, all of that stuff for people to use now so that they can grow their business, really.
How's it transformed your life? Because from being a fantastic, successful makeup artist to suddenly using social media, Instagram, that's quite diverse change.
Yes. So actually, I would say that it means that you have to wear a lot of hats. It does. But I think that's it with every business. If you're a business owner, you have to wear a lot of hats. Mm. You have to know how to edit. You have to be good at, you know, putting yourself out there or, you know, on a platform as well. And, you know, as you mentioned, building sort of like a personal brand around yourself, as well as that you're a makeup artist. So what I've done is I've built a personal brand so that I can do different things. I've been able to introduce products. I've been able to introduce coaching. There's lots of things that I've been able to diversify with my income. But I mean, I would say the biggest change for me has been the fact that I don't have to pay for advertising, which is amazing, right? You don't have to pay to do these big shoots in magazines or anything like that. I mean, it's good to do them as well sometimes, but you don't have to do them. You can actually drive traffic for free. And it's a huge game changer for any business, especially when you're a small business owner and you don't have much money for advertising. And you can actually build such a good platform for yourself, as long as you're consistent with it.
We're talking to Manisha Shah, and Manisha Shah runs a business called The London Beauty Stylist. And if Instagram and social media is up your street, fantastic. If it isn't, well, stay tuned because you're going to learn a lot from Manisha today.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
So, Manisha, as far as the mistakes that people make on Instagram, we see it, a lot of us see it, and I know I personally do, see it as very much a social interaction platform. I've never actually really looked at it in a business perspective. So what are the biggest mistakes that some people make on Instagram?
Yeah, well, I would say, okay, so if we're thinking from the perspective of a business owner, I'll tell you a few of them, I think. The first one I would say is that people focus a lot on the numbers. So it's quality over quantity. You know, you want the right audience. You don't just want a big audience. You want the right people following you. And the thing is, when people do this, what happens is they start to do things like they buy their followers, or they, you know, ask everyone to follow them, or they get their neighbors and their parents and everyone to follow them. Mm. But really, it's about the amount of quality that you have on your account. The other thing is that I find that a lot of people don't really have a plan around how they're going to use Instagram. So things like having goals in place as to, you know, what do you want to do with this platform? Even just having like plans, you know, how many times a week are you going to post? What time of day are you going to post? What kind of content are you going to post? Things like that. If you have even a little bit of a plan, you're going to have more success. And I find that some people don't do that and they become really overwhelmed by using the platform. Another thing that I've noticed is that people are very focused on the design element of Instagram. It has to look pretty. It has to look beautiful. You have to have the right borders and everything like that. And I think that, again, when I first started on Instagram, 2016, 2015, that time, yes, it was very important because it was a new platform. It was a visual platform. But now Instagram has video. You've got the stories. You've got, you know, long videos, you've got short videos, you've got so many different elements to Instagram now that it's not just about how beautiful it looks, but it's also about what you post and the content that you post. So it's also really important to think about that. The other thing is, if you're a business owner on Instagram, there's really great insights for you. Again, Instagram is a free tool. There are really great insights. You can see your audience. You can see where they come from. You can see whether they're, you know, based in, I have a diverse audience. I have lots of people in the UK, but I tend to get people in India as well. India, Pakistan, I have some people in the United States. I can see all of that in a graph form for free. There's a lot of insights there that you can have a look at. If you're posting content, you can check your insights, see what's doing well, see what isn't, and then adapt as you're going. But a lot of people don't even look at that, or they don't even have a business Instagram. So they don't have a business profile and they can't see that data. So those are some of the things that I think, just high level, that people are not utilising to the best of their ability.
We're talking to Manisha Shah from the London Beauty Stylist, which is a business that she runs. But today we're going to be learning about becoming experts in social media, and in this case, particularly Instagram.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
A great insight, Manisha, on some of the things that people are doing wrong. And there was some great detail in what you mentioned a short while ago. Sometimes we're told that put a hashtag in front of a word, or we never knew what hashtags were until recently. Hashtags do have their own significance, but do they actually really work?
Yeah. So I've actually seen a lot of rumors going around that hashtags aren't important, they don't work, things like that. If you use them in the right way, hashtags are the thing that will help to grow your account externally. So these are the hashtags. Think of them as Google keywords. If you type in a keyword into Google, let's say you're searching for something very specific, a London-based makeup artist, London makeup artist, that's the type of hashtags that you want to use. You have to think about it from the perspective of your customer and what they're actually searching for, because some customers do search hashtags looking for certain things. And if they happen to come across your product or service, then that's a great thing for you, you know? So they're definitely a very good way of being able to become externally recognized and discovered.
So hashtags are actually driving traffic towards you. So when you're posting something on Instagram and you put London Beauty Stylist or hashtag London Beauty Stylist, so anyone who's searching for London Beauty Stylist will inevitably end up on your site, as it were.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if they're searching London-based makeup artist, or, you know, maybe Instagram growth coach or something like Instagram tips, Then they might come across me, and then they might click on my page and say, oh, this person looks like they know what they're talking about, follow them. And then eventually they can turn into a customer at some point. That's how you can get externally recognised from your Instagram profile.
Manisha Shah runs the London Beauty Stylist business. And today we're learning all about how Instagram works. And we've learnt whether or not hashtags really work or not. And as we've established, yes, they do, provided they're used in the correct manner.
iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
We've had a great insight about hashtags and how it works on Instagram, Manisha. Now we're going to get into the more technical side of things of Instagram. And we've often heard, well, you know, all these social media sites, they work off algorithms and becomes a whole new science and philosophy of its own. And often confuses me, and I'm sure the many millions of other people who actually also come across this particular saying also get confused by it. So unravel the mystery behind Instagram algorithms and how they work to us here today.
Instagram have multiple algorithms. There's not just one, but it's mainly referred to as the Instagram algorithm. That one thing that is potentially, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, it's the bane of their lives. If they're trying to grow on Instagram, oh, the algorithm's changed again. The algorithm is consistently changing. It's changing all of the time. And actually, it's not there to hurt you or harm you in any way. It's to enhance the user experience. And that's why they change it all the time. They're always, you know, monitoring everything. Instagram, they monitor everything that you do on the platform. If you post something and someone clicks on the read more, so, you know, they've got the caption and they click read more, it monitors that someone has clicked the read more button. That means that they must be interested in your content. Now, as I mentioned, Instagram is a free platform. So they don't make money from a membership or anything like that. The way that they make money is by sponsored ads. So similar to Facebook, Facebook is free, obviously, for everyone, but you can do adverts on Facebook. Same thing with Instagram. So they want people to use their advertising services. Now, for Instagram to be successful and for people to want to even bother to use their advertising services, they need people on the platform. So the thing that they want from the people that are using it is to be able for you to be able to keep people on your profile for as long as possible. So if someone's watching a video, if they watch the video till the end, Instagram will reward you by giving you better engagement and sharing you out to more people. So it's really, in a nutshell, it's as simple as that. Instagram wants to keep people hooked on the platform. If you as a business owner can keep people hooked onto your page, then you're going to be successful. There's lots of other things, but you're going to have some success on Instagram because people are engaged in your content. They like it. They're interested.
So Instagram are more interested in getting people on board, driving traffic to the platform itself, and then through that, they make money through advertising. So it's only right that us individuals who would like to go onto Instagram, advertise our businesses, make sure that the content and the hashtags that we mentioned earlier are appropriate so that drives traffic to them. So essentially, it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you think about it, if as a business owner, you want to advertise on a platform that you know lots of people are on. So, and Instagram know that. So, you know, actually, I think Instagram, the user base of Instagram is just over 1 billion users are on Instagram, which is huge, huge number of people. So they want to keep that up. You know, they want to keep up that graph going upwards and upwards and upwards of people using it, because the more people that use it, the more people are going to take adverts out on the platform. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, that's how the algorithm works. They're just trying to keep people on longer. So if your posts are not keeping people on longer because they're not engaging, they're not making people want to share them or save them or anything like that, then you're not going to get the traction, because Instagram, they reward people with engagement if they can keep people on the platform longer.
In a moment, if you're a business, we're going to be finding out if you are a business, whether or not Instagram is going to work for you.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So Manisha, you gave us some great insight about how Instagram works in terms of algorithms, and you explained it really well and simplified it for us to understand. Thank you for that. As far as Instagram is concerned, let's say I'm a small business and I'd like to use Instagram for my business, whether it be small or large. How do I go about it? And is it actually worth doing?
There's over 1 billion people on Instagram. I'm not sure of the world population, but I think it's a pretty large amount of the population that are on Instagram.
Yes.
So it is worth doing. If you think about it as well, from the perspective of how much you would pay for a Google ad, let's say, for example, a Google ad is £1 per click. Every time someone clicks on your advert, you pay £1. On Instagram, it's free. The other thing that I would say about Instagram is that a lot of people are more increasingly, I think the stats is about 87% currently, they check something on Instagram before they buy. So that's pretty big. That's a pretty big number as well. So there's lots of definitely good advantages of being on the platform. Because of how much power Instagram has, because it's owned by Facebook, they're able to sort of take on some of the things that a lot of other smaller social media apps have and replicate it really quickly. So I've seen this happen with, Instagram have this thing called IGTV, which is longer form video. You can do up to 1 hour of video. But if you're doing a live, it can be 4 hours. And that's very similar, again, to the YouTube videos that you can get, like longer form videos. Now, if you're familiar with TikTok, which is a newer social media platform where they do 15 to 30 second videos, Instagram recently came out with something called Instagram Reels, which is basically a copy. So another good example is Snapchat. Snapchat, again, was a very, very short form video, clips of your day, whatever you're doing. Instagram replicated it with Instagram Stories. So it's very powerful. It's there to, you know, dominate the market. So it's definitely one to keep an eye on if you have a small business. I would say the other thing is it depends on your user base. Like, who are your target market? Are they people who are actually on Instagram in the first place? So that's really important to bear in mind as well, because if they're not, then okay, maybe not. But, usually I think the market of people that are on Instagram is probably up to about 50, 55, something like that, maybe. But I think it's very diverse as well. So it's hard to say, really.
So for a business, creating the right content to target the right audience is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. And keeping people on for longer, keeping people on as long as you can as well.
We're talking to Manisha Shah, who is the person and the brains behind the London Beauty Stylist, but brains used in a somewhat more constructive form, and in this case, Instagram, and how it can work for you and your business.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Manisha, we've heard about the significance of using Instagram for your businesses, but what's the most important element of being successful with Instagram? There must be some things which you perhaps haven't mentioned already or have mentioned, but need greater detail and greater understanding. So what are the most important elements of being successful with Instagram?
Staying consistent on the platform is really, really important. So, and this doesn't mean that you have to post every day, but, you know, having some kind of consistency, some kind of plan in place that, you know, you're doing something on a regular basis. We've very heavily touched on content, which I would say is one of the most important elements, not only because it plays a part in keeping people on the platform for longer, but also you can use content to help turn those people who are viewing your stuff into customers. You know, that's what you want. You want to turn people into customers as well. There's no point in having all these people following you if you can't turn them into actual customers or clients or whatever it is that you do. So that's really, really important. The other thing is, yeah, I think the two things I would say is consistency and the content. Consistently talking about the same things so that you don't have so much overwhelm for yourself. I think one of the biggest things that I see with small business owners is that they're just like, oh my God, how do I even approach this? And it's not as scary as you might think. if as a business, you have certain things that you need to communicate with your audience, think about what those are. And don't just think about what you showcase. Think about what your customers need. What are their needs? What are they searching for? What kind of questions do they need the answers to when they're looking at your products? What kind of frequently asked questions do you get? Turn that into some kind of content. It might be a video where it's an informational video where you're talking through, you know, how a product works, or it might be a carousel feature, which is, you know, lots of, you can swipe through and look at all of the different posts, which is something that keeps people on the platform longer, which is great as well. So I would say, you know, going back to what your question was, staying consistent and having good content are the two things that I would say are the most important.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Manisha Shah, you are a London-based international makeup artist and multipreneur, and you are an Instagram growth strategist as well, and an expert in the field as well. If people want to learn more, get in touch with you, find out about how they can get on the Instagram platform and succeed as you have, how can people go about doing that and getting in touch with you?
So you can find me on Instagram. My profile is manisha.social. And on there, I'm consistently giving away, you know, I give tips and tricks on there, lots of advice, just like the advice that I've given today, maybe in a bit more in depth. And yeah, you can find me on there. You can send me a message. You can view my content and everything like that.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.